We continue now with the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson 16th, on the Gifts and Fruits of the Holy Ghost. Question 182. Why do we receive the gift of counsel? We receive the gift of counsel to warn us of the deceits of the devil and of the dangers to salvation. Counsel shall keep thee, and prudence shall preserve thee, that thou mayest be delivered from the evil way, and from the man that speaketh perverse things, that thou mayest walk in a good way, and mayest keep the paths of the just. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 and 20. My son, do nothing without counsel, and thou shalt not repent when thou hast done. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verse 24. Give ear, my son, and take wise counsel, and cast not away my advice. Ecclesiasticus chapter 6, verse 24. In all thy works, let the true word go before thee, and steady counsel before every action. Ecclesiasticus chapter 37, verse 20. Advise not with fools, for they cannot love but such things as please them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 8, verse 20. Wherefore he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed, lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. You have despised all my counsel, and have neglected my I also will laugh in your destruction, and will mock when that shall come to you which you feared. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 25 and 26. Your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and simple as doves. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. The thoughts of mortal men are fearful, and our counsels uncertain. Wisdom chapter 9, verse 14. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Bless God at all times, and desire of him to direct thy ways, and that all thy counsels may abide in him. Tobias chapter 4, verse 20. They that do all things with counsel are ruled by wisdom. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. The prudent man doth all things with counsel. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16. Designs are brought to nothing where there is no counsel. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Question 183. Why do we receive the gift of understanding? We receive the gift of understanding to enable us to know more clearly the mysteries of faith. And hardly do we guess aright at things that are upon earth, and with labor do we find the things that are before us. But the things that are in heaven, who shall search out? And who shall know thy thought, except thou give wisdom, and send thy Holy Spirit from above? Wisdom, chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. The Lord will give thee in all things understanding. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 7. I will give thee understanding. Psalms, chapter 31, verse 8. Give therefore to thy servant an understanding heart to discern between good and evil. 3 Kings, chapter 3, verse 9. Give me understanding, and I will search thy law, and I will keep it with my whole heart. Psalms chapter 118, verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Psalms chapter 118, verse 144. I confess to thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to little ones. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. That henceforward you walk not as also the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. We have received the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that are given us from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. He filled them with the knowledge of understanding. Ecclesiasticus chapter 17, verse 5. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Luke chapter 24, verse 45. The declaration of thy words giveth light and giveth understanding to little ones. Psalms chapter 118, verse 130. Question 184. Why do we receive the gift of wisdom? We receive the gift of wisdom to give us a relish for the things of God and to direct our whole life and all our actions to His honor and glory. Be not conformed to this world, but be reformed in the newness of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. All wisdom is from the Lord God, and hath been always with him, and is before all time. Ecclesiasticus chapter 1, verse 1. Wisdom inspireth life into her children, and protecteth them that seek after her, and will go before them in the way of justice. They that hold her fast shall inherit life, and whithersoever she entereth, God will give a blessing. They that serve her shall be servants to the Holy One, and God loveth them that love her. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verses 12, 14, and 15. And God said to Solomon, because this choice hath pleased thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, and wealth, and glory, nor the lives of them that hate thee, nor many days of life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to thee, and I will give thee riches, and wealth, and glory, so that none of the kings before thee, nor after thee, shall be like thee. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. But the wisdom that is from above first indeed is chaste, then peaceable, modest, easy to be persuaded, consenting to the good, full of mercy and good fruits, without judging, without dissimulation. James chapter 3, verse 17. Where is wisdom to be found, and where is the place of understanding? Job chapter 28, verse 12. Blessed is the man that findeth wisdom, and is rich in prudence. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. She is more precious than all riches, and all the things that are desired are not to be compared to her. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 15. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35. A wise man shall hear, and shall be wiser, and he that understandeth shall possess governments. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. I called upon God, and the Spirit of wisdom came upon me. Wisdom chapter 7, verse 7. Get wisdom, because it is better than gold. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. Wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom chapter 6, verse 1, and Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16. Better is wisdom than weapons of war. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18. Wisdom hath strengthened the wise more than 10 princes of the city. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. If any of you want wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men abundantly, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James chapter 1, verse 5. A wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish will pull down with her hands that also which is built. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Now all good things came to me together with her, and innumerable riches through her hands. Wisdom chapter 7, verse 11. For she is a vapor of the power of God, and a certain pure emanation of the glory of the Almighty God. Wisdom chapter 7, verse 25. Son, if thou desire wisdom, keep justice, and God will give her to thee. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 33. Who is a wise man and endued with the knowledge among you? Let him show by a good conversation his work in the meekness of wisdom. James chapter 3, verse 13. The desire of wisdom bringeth to the everlasting kingdom. Wisdom chapter 6, verse 21. To be allied to wisdom is immortality. Wisdom chapter 8, verse 17. And because they had not wisdom, they perished through their folly. Baruch chapter 3, verse 28. Who shall know thy thought except thou give wisdom, and send thy Holy Spirit from above, and so the ways of them that are upon earth may be corrected, and men may learn the things that please thee? Wisdom chapter 9, verses 17 and 18. Wisdom will not enter into a malicious soul, nor dwell in a body subject to sins. Wisdom chapter 1, verse 4. She is an infinite treasure to men, which they that use become the friends of God, being commended for the gift of discipline. Wisdom chapter 7, verse 14. Wisdom conducted the just through the right ways, and showed him the kingdom of God, and gave him the knowledge of the holy things, made him honorable in his labors, and accomplished his labors. Wisdom chapter 10, verse 10. She will strengthen him, and make a straight way to him, and give him joy. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 20. Question 185. Which are the Beatitudes? The Beatitudes are: blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. In humility, let each esteem others better than themselves. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. He will save the humble of spirit. Psalms chapter 33, verse 19. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 48. I am a poor man and of small ability. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 23. Before the Lord I will both play and make myself meaner than I have done, and I will be little in my own eyes. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 21 and 22. Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that thou hast brought me thus far? 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 18. The prayer of the humble and the meek hath always pleased thee. Judith chapter 9, verse 16. We have rejoiced for the days in which thou hast humbled us, for the years in which we have seen evils. Psalms chapter 89, verse 15. It is good for me that thou hast humbled me. Psalms chapter 118, verse 71. The bones that have been humbled shall rejoice. Psalms chapter 50, verse 10. Be not wise in thy own conceit. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7, and Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Have they made thee ruler? Be not lifted up. Be among them as one of them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verse 1. If a man desire to be first, he shall be the last of all, and the minister of all. Mark chapter 9, verse 34, and Matthew chapter 20, verse 26. The greater thou art, the more humble thyself in all things. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 20, and Mark chapter 10, verse 44. By the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. And do ye all insinuate humility one to another, for God resisteth the proud, but to the humble he giveth grace. Be you humble, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, and James chapter 4, verse 6, and chapter 4, verse 10. Seek not the things that are too high for thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 22. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be humbled. Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. Luke chapter 14, verse 11. And chapter 18, verse 14. And many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Matthew chapter 19, verse 30. Chapter 20, verse 16, Mark chapter 10, verse 31, and Luke chapter 13, verse 30. He that is the lesser among you all, he is the greater. Luke chapter 9, verse 48. Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to little ones. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Amen, I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter into it. Mark chapter 10, verse 15, and Luke chapter 18, verse 17. What hath pride profited us? Or what advantage hath the boasting of riches brought us? Wisdom chapter 5, verse 8. The foolish things of the world hath God chosen, that he may confound the wise. And the weak things of the world hath God chosen, that he may confound the strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. Charge the rich of this world not to be high-minded. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. He hath had regard to the prayer of the humble. Psalms chapter 101, verse 18. He that hath been humbled shall be in glory. Job chapter 22, verse 29, and Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. Humility goeth before glory. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. Better is a little to the just than the great riches of the wicked. Psalms chapter 36, verse 16, and Proverbs chapter 16, verse 8. Better is the poor man that walketh in his simplicity than a rich man that is perverse in his lips and unwise. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 1. If thou wilt be perfect, go sell what thou hast and give to the poor. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Do not possess gold, nor silver, nor money in your purses. Matthew chapter 10, verse 9. Mark chapter 6, verse 8, and Luke chapter 9, verse 3, and chapter 10, verse 4. Everyone that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Mark chapter 10, verse 23. Matthew chapter 19, verse 23, and Luke chapter 18, verse 24. The foxes have holes and the birds of the air nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Luke chapter 9, verse 58, Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. Every one of you that doth not renounce all that he possesseth cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. Their very deep poverty hath abounded unto the riches of their simplicity. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. One is as it were rich when he hath nothing, and another is as it were poor when he hath great riches. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 7. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that being rich he became poor for your sakes, that through his poverty you might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. If riches abound, set not your heart upon them. Psalms chapter 61, verse 11. Riches are good to him that hath no sin in his conscience. Ecclesiasticus chapter 13, verse 30. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Psalms chapter 15, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. The Lord lifteth up the meek, and bringeth the wicked down even to the ground. Psalms chapter 146, verse 6. He will exalt the meek unto salvation. Psalms 149, verse 4. He shall scorn the scorners, but to the meek he will give grace. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. A mild answer breaketh wrath, but a harsh word stirreth up fury. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Thou hast taught thy people that they must be just and humane. Wisdom chapter 12, verse 19. My son, do thy works in meekness, and thou shalt be beloved above the glory of men. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3, verse 19. If a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. And Jesus said, Neither will I condemn thee. Go, and now sin no more. John chapter 8, verse 11. My son, keep thy soul in meekness, and give it honor according to its desert. Ecclesiasticus chapter 10, verse 31. The bruised reed he shall not break, and smoking flax he shall not quench. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3, Matthew chapter 12, verse 20. Learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, and Mark chapter 10, verse 15. I have set a guard to my mouth when the sinners stood against me. Psalms chapter 38, verse 2. Shall not the dew assuage the heat? So also the good word is better than the gift. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 16. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his soul, but he that hath no guard on his speech shall meet with evils. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3, and chapter 21, verse 23. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And Jesus wept. John chapter 11, verse 35. He hath sent me to preach to the meek, to comfort all that mourn. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. The cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have seen their affliction. Exodus chapter 3, verse 9. But this every one is sure of that worship thee, that his life, if it be under trial, shall be crowned, and if it be under tribulation, it shall be delivered, and if it be under correction, it shall come to thy mercy. Tobias chapter 3, verse 21. Who setteth up the humble on high, and comforteth those that mourn. Job chapter 5, verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into joy. Thou hast cut my sackcloth, and hast compassed me with gladness. Psalms chapter 29, verse 12. How long wilt thou feed us with the bread of tears, and give us for our drink tears in measure? Psalms chapter 79, verse 6. Going they went and wept, casting their seeds, but coming they shall come with joyfulness, carrying their sheaves. Psalms chapter 125, verses 6 and 7. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalms chapter 125, verse 5. For I sent you forth with mourning and weeping, but the Lord will bring you back to me with joy and gladness forever. Baruch chapter 4, verse 23. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 3. Blessed are ye that weep now, for you shall laugh. Luke chapter 6, verse 21. Receiving the word with much tribulation, with joy of the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. I have compassion on the multitudes. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32. For the sorrow that is according to God worketh penance steadfast unto salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. According to the multitude of my sorrows in my heart, thy comforts are given joy to my soul. Psalms chapter 93, verse 19. After tears and weeping thou pourest in joyfulness. Tobias chapter 3, verse 22. And I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them joyful after their sorrow. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 13, Job chapter 5, verse 11. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. John chapter 16, verse 20. Rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Is any of you sad? Let him pray. James chapter 5, verse 13. The sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow. Apocalypse chapter 21, verse 4. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall be filled. And the work of justice shall be peace, and the service of justice, quietness, and security forever. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. The just man shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Job chapter 17, verse 9. For he hath satisfied the empty soul, and hath filled the hungry with good things. Psalms chapter 106, verse 9, and Luke chapter 1, verse 53. The just shall be an everlasting remembrance. Psalms chapter 111, verse 7. Blessed are they that search his testimonies, that seek him with their whole heart. Psalms chapter 118, verse 2. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Luke chapter 6, verse 21. To him that thirsteth, I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely. Apocalypse chapter 21, verse 6. The zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. Psalms chapter 68, verse 10, John chapter 2, verse 17. He who causeth a sinner to be converted from the error of his way shall save his soul from death, and shall cover a multitude of sins. James chapter 5, verse 20. Who is he that can hurt you if you be zealous of good? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. I would thou wert cold or hot. Apocalypse chapter 3, verse 15. But if you have a bitter zeal, and there be contentions in your hearts, this is not wisdom descending from above, but earthly. James chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. It is now the hour for us to rise from sleep. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. According to thy ability, be merciful. Tobias chapter 4, verse 8. She opened it, and seeing within it an infant crying, having compassion on it, she said, This is one of the babes of the Hebrews. Exodus chapter 2, verse 6. And David said to him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee mercy for Jonathan thy father's sake. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 7. Mercy shall be built up forever in the heavens. Psalms chapter 88, verse 3. Acceptable is the man that showeth mercy and lendeth. Psalms chapter 111, verse 5. A merciful man doth good to his own soul. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 17. He that showeth mercy to the poor shall be blessed. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 21. He that hath mercy on the poor lendeth to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. He that stoppeth his ear against the cry of the poor shall also cry himself, and shall not be heard. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 13. He that followeth justice and mercy shall find life, justice, and glory. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. In judging, be merciful to the fatherless as a father, and as a husband to their mother. Ecclesiasticus chapter 4, verse 10. Man to man reserveth anger, and doth he seek remedy of God? Ecclesiasticus chapter 28, verse 3. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. He hath no mercy on a man like himself, and doth he entreat for his own sins? Ecclesiasticus chapter 28, verse 4. Be ye kind one to another, merciful, forgiving one another, even as God hath forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. If you will not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your offenses. Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, and chapter 18, verse 35, and Mark chapter 11, verse 26. I desired mercy and not sacrifice. Osee chapter 6, verse 6. And seeing the multitudes, he had compassion on them, because they were distressed, and lying like sheep that have no shepherd. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. And Jesus said, Neither will I condemn thee. John chapter 8, verse 11. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. The Father of mercies. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. I will be merciful to their iniquities, and their sins I will remember no more. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, and Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. Love your enemies. Luke chapter 6, verse 27, and chapter 6, verse 35, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Judge not, that you may not be judged. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, and Luke chapter 6, verse 37. By mercy and truth, iniquity is redeemed. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6, and chapter 15, verse 27. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. He that loveth cleanness of heart for the grace of his lips shall have the king for his friend. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. He that walketh in justices and speaketh truth and shutteth his eyes that he may see no evil, he shall dwell on high. His eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall see the land far off. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 15 to 17. Oh, how beautiful is the chaste generation with glory, for the memory thereof is immortal. Wisdom, chapter 4, verse 1. The soul of a holy man discovereth sometimes true things, more than seven watchmen that sit in a high place to watch. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 37, verse 18. Know you not that your members are the temple of the Holy Ghost? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, chapter 3, verse 17, and 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Job chapter 17, verse 9. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Psalms chapter 118, verse 1. The sensual man perceiveth not these things that are of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. Philippians chapter 3, verse 19. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing unto God, your reasonable service. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Thy heart has been strengthened because thou hast loved chastity. Judith chapter 15, verse 11. No price is worthy of a continent soul. Ecclesiasticus chapter 26, verse 20. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? The innocent in hands and clean of heart. Psalms chapter 23, verses 3 and 4. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Psalms chapter 50, verse 12. He that keepeth his soul keepeth his way. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 17. Why do you think evil in your hearts? Matthew chapter 9, verse 4. Evil thoughts are an abomination to the Lord, and pure words most beautiful shall be confirmed by him. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 26. Take away the rust from silver, and there shall come forth a most pure vessel. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 4. Let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting sanctification in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. Who can say, my heart is clean, I am pure from sin? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism compiled and arranged by the Reverend Thomas E. Cox on side B of this tape.